Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've been telling you about Railway House, who are looking to make up a £15,000 shortfall in funding. They work with young people effectively to stop them going onto the streets. With me from the organisation is Michelle Davis. And Michelle was one of the brave, hardy souls who spent Saturday night camped out in what I'm figuring was pretty cold weather.
Yeah, it was. It was not quite as cold as I feared when it snowed on Thursday last week, but it was certainly still chilly.
Yeah, that was a bit of a... Well, when we played that preview piece here on Thursday, I was just looking at the weather forecast and thinking to myself, oh no, what have they done? But I guess it kind of brings home the reason why you need to do it.
Exactly. If you're going to do this, do it in December when it's really chilly, because otherwise it's not very authentic, I suppose.
Yes. And how many of you were there doing all of this?
There were about 14 of us in the end, all lined up in a row in our sleeping bags on our cardboard boxes.
Whereabouts were you?
We were in a car park just off Tennyson Road.
So, why did you choose that, just out of interest?
Well, it's CHS property.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we knew that it would be slightly tucked away, but still pretty exposed to all of the elements. And
because that's the thing, really, isn't it? People who are on the streets, they have to face the weather, the elements, whatever it happens to be it rain, sleet, snow, no matter what, they have to cope with that. But there's also the safety aspect of it as well. And obviously, we wanted everyone at Railway House to be safe on Saturday night. But that's the other risk that people face on the streets, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I was really feeling during the sleep out, was I was feeling very glad to have 13 other people there. We took it in turns to kind of stay awake and keep an eye out for each other. Not that there was much sleeping happening.
I was going to ask about that. Because it's like, I don't know, it's like turning up in a hotel room for a week away, isn't it? The first night is always going to be just a little bit unnerving as you deal with the air conditioning system. But if you're sleeping out, be it for a fundraiser like this, you're probably looking up at the stars and thinking, I'm cold, this is hard on my back, and all the rest of it.
I have to say, it was a really long night, probably the longest night ever. The clock just seemed to go round so slowly. It was, like you say, it was cold. But it wasn't the cold that bothered me so much as the discomfort. It was really hard. We didn't, you know, there wasn't a bed. It wasn't even an air bed, like when you go camping. It was just kind of sleeping on the ground on a cardboard box, and it was really uncomfortable.
So you tried to replicate, I suppose, how somebody who is homeless and forced to sleep out would have to do.
Yeah, that's right. So we did kind of keep together for safety.
You managed to tuck yourself up into a doorway or anything?
We were against a wall, yes, but it was still, we were basically lying on a pavement, so we didn't have kind of a doorway thing, but we, you know, in lots of ways it wasn't the same. We had access to a toilet, and there were lots of us there, and the main thing being that we knew it was only for one night, so it was always going to be never as bad as the people who were actually on the streets. But it was still, like I say, it was really uncomfortable and it was really tough.
What time did you turn in the end?
Well, we got there about 8, and I think I got about half an hour's sleep over the course of the night, so kind of it was a bit up and down and getting in my sleeping bag and getting out because I was uncomfortable. And yeah, so
dear, you had a few of you. I think Daniel Zeichner popped by at one point, didn't he, the Cambridge MP?
He did. He came along to show support, which we were really glad of. Yeah.
What did you do? Did you all, you know, did you start chatting to each other as you couldn't sleep? Was that the danger of those who were sleeping waking them up again?
Well, we had one person who slept really well.
And there's always one, isn't there? Oh, great. Yeah, that finished the rest off, won't it?
Yeah, but we were lucky because we had some soup and we had, you know, kettles. We could have some hot chocolate. So, you know, we made it as comfortable as it was going to be, really, under those circumstances. And we were really aware that that's very different.
I know you said earlier, it's clearly wasn't glamping by any stretch of the imagination, but still a few luxuries which aren't necessarily afforded to those people on the streets.
That's right, and that was hard, having it the way that we had it. So I just can't imagine how difficult it is for people who have to do that night after night after night without knowing when they're next going to be able to sleep in a proper bed.
Now, we mentioned the fundraising, and this is very important for you because Railway House, which I think I described earlier, sort of like underneath the bridge on the Mill Road, which is kind of the case, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We're just with those old railway cottages as you go over the bridge away from town.
Yeah, and you have to raise, I think it's £15,000 to make up for a shortfall in funding. What, how's that come about?
Well, we get our funding from a variety of places, and one of those places isn't able to offer us the funding next year. So that's left us with this £15,000 shortfall. And of course, our costs are going up all of the time. So
it's like everybody else. You look at the household bills. I looked at the price of milk, you know, and it's just a couple of pence, which it seems to have gone up recently. But if you add that to all the other items in the shopping basket and multiply that across a business, and you've got problems sometimes.
That's right, yeah. So that's why we're needing to find ways to make up this shortfall. And this is this sponsored sleep out was a way to do that, but also to raise awareness.
Mm. How well have you done? Do you know yet? Any ideas?
Well, so far we've raised around about £6,500, which is pretty incredible, I think.
That's very good going. So that's a rather rough estimate, but it's almost about a third of the way there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have a deadline as to when you have to raise this money?
Well, we want to do it by this time next year. So by the 2nd of December next year, we've got a whole year of campaigning, and this was kind of the launch event. So,
So you've got anything else in mind which you might be doing?
I think we've got a meeting to kind of come up with some plans.
Right.
Yeah.
And the services which you offer for those people who aren't familiar, I said in the introduction, it's working with young people. And I get the impression it's not so much helping the homeless, but helping them from just prevent them from becoming homeless.
That's right. So we get referrals from a number of places, including social care and the city council and Centre 33 and other places. And it really, if people weren't with us, they probably would be on the streets, or certainly in very unsuitable housing, staying with who knows where. And so what we do when they get there is not only provide them with a bed, but also provide them with all the support they need to overcome their barriers to living independently.
Because that's the interesting thing, isn't it? When people, particularly the young, are in trouble, to use an old-fashioned term, they fall in with a bad lot sometimes, don't they?
That's right, out of not having any other choices. Mm. Yeah. So once they've got that stable place and somebody there who's going to be keeping an eye out for them and making sure they're okay, it's then easier, isn't it, to look towards the longer term and start thinking about work and getting their finances in order and learning their daily living skills and all of those things that we can help with.
And how many are with you at any one time, typically?
We have 13 people.
And is it always full?
Always. Or, we've always got a waiting list, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm really pleased that it seemed to go so well. I hope none of you come down with anything as a result of staying out on Saturday night. But very well done. And do pop back to us and let us know in future of any other projects you have planned.
Thank you. Can I give you our Just Giving?
You can. You'd be most welcome to do so as well.
Actually, they would probably, it's better if people want to donate still, they can search for our Just Giving page, or they can donate by text. So they can text RAIL17 and then a pound sign and the amount they want to donate, up to £10, to 70070.
Okay, that's good. And just as an aside, I've just noticed on our screen here that Cambridge Street Aid, which I think was set up by the City Council and some other partners as well in order to aid rough sleeping, just basically make sure that the money gets channelled into the right place. It's apparently raised £18,000 over its first year to help rough sleepers, which seems a pretty good figure as well.
Really good.